Edge it, ride it, pulse it, need it, deep inside of you, pushing on parts of you that feel wonderful. You could access the pleasure you need by touching your clit, by rubbing your lips below, or you could ride your ass squeezing, your brain leaking, your whole body orienting around pleasure and squeezing, and a toy in your rear, teasing, continuous squeezing. Squeeze in time with every pulse, every throb, every drip, every punctuation of pleasure is you squeezing your ass continuously, methodically, setting up a rhythm inside your own body. Edge it, edge and grind, ride and writhe, let yourself. Truly let yourself, feel it and train yourself. This is another way to give pleasure, like edging, like blankly masturbating and ruining, like experiencing continuous edged pleasure through the day. You always have access to those muscles, always have access to that pleasure. Edge it, squeeze hot and hard. It might be even tougher to keep from sliding over the edge. Squeeze your ass, squeeze around the toy, stimulate in new and exciting ways that are unexpected, because it's different from the edging and the training before. This is different from your prior training, and in that differentiation is enough experience, enough pleasure that comes from a different angle that you have less defense against. So you won't accidentally have difficulty edging. You'll instead find it easy to get up to the edge and might have difficulty avoiding an accidental slip into orgasmic oblivion, your body insisting that it's too much. It's just too much to ride and squeeze and writhe and bounce all around your toy, deep inside of you, you slowly coloring your own mind, habituating your nervous system to feel this, to want this, to create in you a trigger, a hook, a continuous kind of pull that you can always access, even if there were nothing in your rear you could squeeze on nothingness, and it would either remind you how empty your rear is, or remind you that if you tighten enough, you can make the pleasure jump right through you to your clit, to your wet pussy, your pussy that increasingly is a source of edged pleasure all the time, just walking around, almost on edge, almost blank with it, hot with it, in heat, from your ass squeezing and your pussy dripping. You are training yourself toward your edged destiny. Ride it, writhe on it. Edge yourself by stimulating your rear, and this stimulus is different, different than your other training. One more tool to turn yourself into an edged up mess, but you can squeeze your rear all the time, whether you wear a toy covertly when it's safe to do so, or you just get somewhere home and safe and private, and you fill your rear and you grind and bounce and fill and fuck and train your mind into a state of wet, dripping, drooling, agonizingly pleasurable, continuous arousal, an arousal which returns, an arousal tied to teasing your ass and fixating on what all those tons of nerve endings do. There's many more stimulatable nerve endings back there than in your pussy. It's more analogous to your clit, like having more than one firing off pleasure, finding it harder to keep away from the edge. When you have sudden unexpected stimulation from your rear, it's harder to precisely control your stimulation, and that uncontrolled nature just makes it hotter, doesn't it? Edge up, inch up, and grind down, thinking about how hot it is to fill your rear, train your ass, ride and bounce, edge and blank, dripping and drooling away a mind that is very ready to receive new instructions, ideas, training, very ready to receive all the things that are part of your edging destiny. You will learn to deny and hold back from coming. Coming can wait, even though I've mentioned how you might slide over the edge. Doing so just means you're going to ruin it, because you should be holding back altogether. You should be preserving the edged up energy that you build when you squeeze your ass, train your ass, tease your rear. That energetic linkage inside your head that makes you slide deeper. Feeling it, feeling hot and blank, ready to edge, ready to get as close as you can possibly get and lose yourself in the almost orgasmic, or is it orgasmic? Harder to tell, harder to differentiate, harder to see through the euphoria whether you're coming, which you're trying to avoid, hold back from, keep back as you edge yourself up, or if you're just near the edge where you're supposed to be. Only way to find out might be to stop the stimulation, to take your hands off your body, to take the toy away from your rear, and just be empty, just be blank. Of course, you know, your empty rear can still squeeze, which stimulates, can still send more pleasure. When you ruin an orgasm, you're going to have to try and keep the muscles back there under control to keep from adding too much pleasure and making it into a regular orgasm. That's to be avoided. The true climax would take away from the edging destiny that awaits you, being the horniest you can be, walking around, aroused and bouncing, edge it, bounce it, squeeze, hot and tight, ready and blank. Feel yourself becoming trained to regard teasing your rear as the prelude to a long, drawn-out, mindless, fantasy-filled edging session. When you tease your rear, it's time to edge. When you edge yourself, you love to have anal pleasure added on top of it. Squeeze your ass. You're always able to make those numerous nerve endings fire off pleasure that trills up to your brain, climbing your spine in sparks and fits and starts until the dam is almost going to burst, until you have to stop. Stop touching so that your edged up state can slack off. But if you're too turned on, if you've gotten too worked up, if you're way too hot, then it's barely going to go down at all. And when you start edging again, you'll be just a few touches away from having to stop, allowing only the most tantalizing glimpses of release as your pussy shivers, your ass squeezes down, and your brain just moans and gives up and drools out between your legs. That's what happens when you bounce it, work it, edge it, squeeze your ass, ride and writhe, tease and toy, lose yourself to the pleasure that comes of edging from a new source. Every time you learn a new way to edge, you have less and less defense to keep you away from the edge you're trying to avoid going over, less and less play in the line, less and less space in the game, and instead you have to just play the game at a very slight disadvantage, because teasing your rear is far more effective at getting you toward orgasm than something you're more used to, like just masturbating, just touching. Adding that anal pleasure on top of the edged experience brings you nearer to your destiny of being the closest to the brink you can get while being edged up, worked up, mindless. Your mind far too far gone from edging and teasing and spreading and filling and just feeling heavy, tranced, blank, deep. Waiting, waiting for the pulse and the throb to bring you close enough to the edge that you can justify stopping, waiting, edging, getting nearer, wanting to take your hands away so you can breathe for a sec, just to make sure you don't slip over the edge. But it can be so difficult to persuade your body that it wants to stop pleasuring your ass, stop tormenting your pussy, your clit, that it wants to take a breather and quiet down. Convincing your body to quiet down so difficult that it keeps going and going sometimes, and you just have to figure out the optimal balance of stopping too early, but still getting close enough to give you that hunger, the hunger for the edge. Edge your ass and think of your mind hungering for the orgasm that could come from just playing with your rear, and playing with your clit makes it even worse, even better, even more. Not worse, not better, just more and more and more, more and new ways to tease your mind and make you leak and drip. Make you come so near to orgasmic release that all you can think is edge it, bounce it, squeeze and spread your ass. Feel how you can always squeeze, always stimulate back there. Even when you're just walking around in the world, you know you can. And so you do. It's your destiny to edge and squeeze. Edge and throb, to try to count the seconds between anal-inspired edging bliss, 3 and 2, and squeeze, knowing that it's always just one nervous system instruction away from squeezing the sensitive muscles in your ass, rubbing your clit at the same time, and feeling how the two combine to make you just have such a hard time staying away from the brink, such a hard time staying away from tumbling over the edge, moaning out ecstatic, blissful emptiness, but instead, you edge it, grind it, squeeze it down. trying to put a lid on it, trying to keep the orgasm down inside, keep it in the reservoir, keep it from flowing out of the dam. You're always trying to find the place inside of you that will allow you to hold back a little longer, a place to store pleasure so that you can edge longer, seeking always the edge. But you squeeze your ass, lube it up, slide something inside, take a break if you need to, but you know you're always going to return to the place where you edge it. Because resisting that just isn't what you want to do, and you're going to do what you want, which is to give in that primal urge to